If the economy is always of concern to voters, so are taxes. One example, anti-tax activists are criticizing Republican presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee for approving tax increases when he was governor of Arkansas. Huckabee's answer in this campaign? Abolish the income tax and the IRS. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports on what Huckabee calls his fair tax.
Here's how Mike Huckabee pitched the so-called fair tax at a recent debate in Iowa.
It's the best proposal that we ought to have because it's flatter, it's fair, it's finite, it's family-friendly. And instead, we've had a Congress that spent money like John Edwards at a beauty shop. And it's high time.
Huckabee is proposing a consumption tax. Instead of paying taxes on what you earn, you'd pay them on what you spend. Huckabee would abolish the IRS and virtually all federal taxes, including the income tax, the corporate tax, the Social Security tax, and replace them with a 23% national sales tax. The idea comes from a group called Americans for Fair Taxation. Ken Hoagland, the group's spokesman, calls the plan a good idea.
Because the income tax system is badly broken and damaging the national economy, the income tax system has really become driven by both politics and profits in Congress.
But could this plan really work?
The answer is no.
That's Bill Gale, Director of Economic Studies at the Brookings Institution.
There's an arithmetic problem, there's a political problem, and then there's an enforcement problem.
Gale says, first of all, the way the tax is calculated means it wouldn't be 23 cents on the dollar, but 30 cents on the dollar. And he asks whether Americans would accept a tax on everything, from retail sales to home purchases to health insurance. If enacted, there would be political pressure to create a series of exemptions, and he says that would push the rate to even 40% or 50%.
And that's the kick. There is literally no country in the history of the world that has enforced a retail sales tax with rates anywhere near that amount. The incentives to evade just get so big at that point.
Not true, say proponents of the fair tax. Among them is Lawrence Kotlikoff, a professor of economics at Boston University who was hired by Americans for Fair Taxation to evaluate their plan. He believes it's sound and that tax evasion would not be a problem.
We'd have all these otherwise unemployed IRS agents who can focus on the relatively small number of taxpayers, all the retail outlets responsible for mailing in the tax payments. So I think there is some potential for more evasion, but there's also potential for more enforcement.
But would the tax really be fair? Economists generally regard sales taxes as regressive, since the poor spend a greater proportion of their income than the wealthy. But Kotlikoff says under this plan, all families would receive a monthly subsidy to offset the tax on bare necessities. So low-income families would end up paying no taxes at all. The wealthy, who buy and spend a lot, would pay a lot. The nonpartisan website factcheck.org analyzed the plan and concluded that the poor probably would do better thanks to that subsidy. But it also found that many middle-class taxpayers would pay more than they do now, and that the very rich would pay much less. And what about the plan to abolish the IRS?
Well, it's a great talking point.
Former Wall Street Journal reporter Brooks Jackson is now director of factcheck.org.
But you would need two other bureaucracies, and they could be huge. One to enforce the sales tax. You'd also need a bureaucracy to administer the biggest welfare system ever devised to make up for the effects of this tax on low-income people.
Maybe so. But when it comes to a campaign, there are few ideas more appealing than abolishing the income tax and the IRS. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.